Okay, first, Mr. Natesh here is the Refuah Shleima, Shraga Feivel Ben Esther Rivka. Shraga Feivel Ben Esther Rivka. And the Zecha Nishmas will be at the end, the other, who is the Zecha Nishmas. Okay, the first order of business is to finish up the first parak. Four lines from the bottom on Chafam Abeis. V'takola Atzma Tanoihi. The issue that the Gemara has brought up before, whether you're Choshesh, whether if you keep an item, which is Asr B'Achila, are you allowed to keep it in your house, or do you have to get rid of it right away? That was the under discussion just now with the Shemin and the Yayin, that itself is a machlokas tanaim suggested by the Gemara. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Chavish al Yayin shal Truma, Shinit Meis, you have a barrel of Truma wine that became Tamei, Beishamei Omrim, Tishafei Chaval. Beishamei says you have to pour the whole thing out right then and there. Period. You can't take any chances, you got to pour it all out. Beisila Omrim, Teyasa Ziluf, no, Beisila says you can keep it and use it for sprinkling to give the room a certain aroma. So you see, maybe it's a machlokes, suggests the Gemara, where, between Beishamai and Beisila, whether you're allowed to keep it a little bit and use it or not. I'm Rabbi Shalba, Rabbi Yossi, and Yechriya, I am the middle shita in between, says in between Beishamai and Beisila. Bisada teishafei chaval. If you're in the sada, if you're in the field, then you're going to have to schlep in the wine into the house first and then use it there. So then we're worried that in the meantime, you're going to come to drink some. So therefore, you have to pour it out right away because we're worried. But by you stay outside Zilof, but in the house, are you going to do it right? Use it right away, so we're not worried, and you could use it for sprinkling. Ikat Amri or bechadashi shavichaval, buy new wine, which you would have to wait to have it become old before it can be used. So then again, we're worried, and you have to pour it out right away. But yashat yasazilif, buy old wine, you could use it right away, so we're not worried. Amrlo, they said to Rabbi Shmuel, ein hachras shlishes machras. You are not a real mil shita. We've had this a couple blad ago, and that is a real machria shita means when we know specifically and explicitly what the two extreme opinions hold, and then there's a middle opinion that takes half of each shita. But here we have no idea what Beisham and Beisol say about new and old and house and field. They don't say anything about those factors, so therefore we can't really label Rabbi Shmuel as a middle opinion. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barchanina, Machlokes, getting back to the Machlokes we discussed yesterday. The Machlokes, when you have this Truma Tahora falling into Chulun Temeim, the whole issue of whether you're able to get a Tahar cup and catch a Rebius of wine, and what you're allowed to do, that whole issue is Machlokes enough of the Fachas Bimeasa Chulun Temeim. That whole Machlokes only gets off the ground if the Truma is falling into less than 100 times the Truma of Temeim, because then it makes the whole mixture medume. But we know there's a concept called bittul. Different items have different numbers of what it's mevatel into, so we know truma is mevatel in echad umeya. If you have one truma to 100 chulin, so altogether it's 101, then it's batel. So if that's the case here, divrei kol teiri v'tatami v'atatai me'biyad. So then everybody would agree that you're not allowed to be metame the truma, you have to let it go in, because the Yisrael could still use the chulin for anything. Okay, only when he's tame, but the Yisrael doesn't have to eat chulin metara. So therefore, everybody would agree in that case that you're not allowed to be metame the truma. Tani nami hachi chavis shenishbara bagasu al yonav tachtel mea chulin temein. Where the chavis is in the upper agat, and it's falling into 100 chulin temein. So in that case, modi rebel yezal Rabbi Yeshua shemiyachol hazman rabbius patara yatzil. You're allowed to go with a cup and save the truma. V'im lav teir to the tamei vayitamei biyad. So if not, you have to go and let it be, let the truma become tamei, because it's going to be batel and the chulin is going to be usable. So Gemara says, 1 second, what did we just say? Rebbe Eliezer agrees to Rebbe Yeshua, you have to let it become Tameh. What do you mean? Rebbe Eliezer always says you have to let it become Tameh. It should be the opposite. Hi, Modi Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. Modi Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer. It should be just the opposite. Rebbe Yeshua agrees to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Yeshua, who says sometimes you can be Metameh, says here that you're not allowed to be. So Amar Rava Efech, first answer, they, okay, switch it. Refuna Rebbe Yeshua, Amar Lo'olam Lo Tefech. No, really, it's don't switch it, and it's a different perspective. Hachav Bayis Kinan, we're talking about a case, Bekli Shetocho Tar V'Gabo Tameh. We're talking about the first case, where usually they agree that you're allowed to bring a Kli in order to save a Revius of Shruma, but we noted that Rebbe Eliezer in the Seifa says that you're not allowed to be Metameh directly. So Rebbe Eliezer is more worried about things becoming Tameh. So says the Gemara, we would have a Havamina that, let's say you go bring a Kli, which the inside of it is Tahar, but the outside of it is Tameh. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer, who's more Choshesh for being Metameh the Shruma, wouldn't allow this because you're busy catching the wine. Maybe some of it will go onto the backside of the Kli and therefore will become Tameh. That's the mode that he would agree that you're not worried about things becoming Tameh in that case, and you could have that type of Kli brought to save the Shruma. Hadralach Erlar Ba'asar. Okay, now we get back to Psachim. Kol Sha'ab. Very important parak here. A lot of well-known and Yisodos Dafim in Maseches Pesachim. The first mission, the first few lines of the Mishnah, we spoke about, the Gemara discussed it earlier on Daf Yud Gimel. All the time that you're allowed to eat chametz, ma'achil lebehema lachaya ula ofos. At that time, you're allowed to feed your animals, all the different types of animals. So we're going to interpret, so we remember we had a machlo through in machlokes tanoim earlier. Rabbi Meir says you could eat through the fifth, and you're not allowed to eat in the sixth. There was no limbo time. Rabbi Huda had eat through the fourth, the fifth is hanging, tluya, and the sixth you're not allowed to eat. And Gamliel had the extra hour for truma. So we'll have to see who the Mishnah is assuming like. Again, the Gemara discussed this earlier already. The Mishnah does say, though, that you're allowed to be machil lebehema at the time that you're allowed to be eat it. Mashma, that when you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to be machil lebehema, right? Because that's a form of hana, and you're not allowed to give your pet to eat b'shas iser hana. The Meiri here says on the Mishnah, only your animal. But my friend's pet, I'm allowed to feed. That's not direct hana'a. B'shas iser hana'a. So it says the Meiri, it's only behema shalom. That's what the Meiri says. If you look at the assumption of most Rishonim, though, we'll get to it on the Bezim and Bez, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Dov, and others say that no, any animal, even your animal. Why? Why can't I give your animal to eat? Because I'm doing you a favor. You're gonna be machzik mitova. You're gonna hold me in a little higher. You have to thank me. That also is hana'a. It's not as direct hana'a, but if something is aser b'hana'a, I'm also not allowed to give your animal food. But according to both of them, up to this point, you would say a behema shel hefker would be mutter. Because what kind of hana'a you get in behema shel hefker? You have a stray dog. You give the stray dog some food. So is that hana'a? So according to most we've shown him, it seems like it should be mutter. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch says that even a behema shel hefker, Shulchan Aruch says, Lomaskana, that even the behema shel hefker, this is a tough mem chesvav, also lahachel chamesu bepesach afilu lebehema sacherim o shel hefker. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, the yeshlo ana b'mashem amali ritzono lasbiel lebehema. You get ana by giving, being nice to an animal. You get ana by giving food to the animal. So for that too is included in the Isser Hana. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Gemara has a different makar, but that is what we pass in Lamaisa. They're not allowed to use chametz to give to any animal. That is on the first line. Continues the Mishnah. Sorry. So the way the Magen Avraham formulates it is that it's a general hana, including this hana of chametz. The Gra seems to say it's a specific din in chametz. It doesn't apply to all other isur hana. But still, it says lo ye'achel, and lo ye'achel includes even lebehema, a special din in chametz. But the pashas of the Magen Avraham and others, the Mishnah Berurah quoting him, is that it's a more general, included a general isur hana. Continues the Mishnah, and at that time that you're allowed to give it to your, to eat it, and to give it to your animal, umochel anachri, you can sell it to a non-Jew, right? The sale to a non-Jew happens in the morning, while it's still mutter. You can't sell something that's already usher to you. Umutter banaso. We'll have to see what all these extra phrases come to include. It sounds like, okay, so skip the first few lines, just say, mutter bana. Avers mano, once the time passes, usher bana aso, then it is usher to get hana'a, v'lo yasek motar avikirayim, and you can't even use it for firewood. So what's the chiddush? That's a form of hana. We'll get to it. Period. Next half of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein biyir chametz el esreifa lechachamim omrim ap bevar vezor l'ruch matalayam. We had this. We'll have it again. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim, how to destroy your chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to destroy your chametz through burning it. That's the mitzvah of tashbisu. Lechachamim say no. You could af. You could even be mefar vezor l'ruch matalayam. You could even scatter it, make it into crumbs, and throw it into the wind, or throw it into the sea. So the lashon of af is important, because the Bach in Taf Mem Hei says, you know what the af means? That even according to the Chachamim, Sreifa is the Chachila. The Chachamim say, you could even do this, but it's only been the Ebed. Says the Bach, again, not everybody holds to this, as we'll see in a minute, the Bach says that this just means that according to the Rabbanan, upligi chacham va'amri af v'far v'zorach v'batalayam, pirish, v'alei sreifa adif, el da'af b'farer haver beer. This is one of the reasons why we, even though there's a major machlokas we showed him about whether we're supposed to burn the chametz or get rid of it in any other way, we are machbit, our minhag is to burn the chametz. This is what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Taf Mem Hei, Ketzer beer chametz, the Shulchan Aruch says, sarfo, burn it, for of v'zor l'ruch v'zorach l'yam, or scatter it and throw it into the sea. Again, unless it is... Less Er Pesach is Shabbos, where we can't burn it. We do extra birding the day before. We still try to do it, even though that's not the key, the full mitzvah of Tashbisu. If it's hard, you could be b'far v'achgang zor kol hayam. The Rama says v'haminag l'sarfo, the minag is to burn it. V'tov l'sarfo b'yom dum yidinosar. It's good to burn it b'yom because the lima that reviewed as is from nosar. But why minag l'sarfo? Says the Mishnah Berura. Two reasons. He quotes one. We're choshesh, first of all, for the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that holds ambir chametz al b'sreifa. That's one reason why we burn it. But that's what the Mishnah Berura quotes. But there are many Rishonim that don't hold that way. But according to the Bach, we understand. Because according to the Bach, even according to the Chachamim, the best to do the L'chachilas Sreifa. You can even do this. But even do this means it's only B'di'evet. But that's why you should. That's why we try to. That's why we try to burn it. That's the Bach and the Mishnah Berura. The Chachamim do not mention Bittel. In the Chidami, the Chachamim do not mention Bittel here. So where does Bittel fit in? Well, that fits. Is Bittel a Kim of Tashbisu or just obviating the Mitzvah of Tashbisu? We'll get that. We'll discuss on Daftal. We'll get to that again more. Two other important points on the Mishnah. Number one is, the Pashas is that there's no Kesher between the first half of the Mishnah and the second half of the Mishnah. And if you look in the Rosh, it's two separate Mishnahs, right? The first half talks about if it's whenever it's mutter, then it's Asur, and then Asur Banaso, Asur Ba'avar, Azvana Asur Banaso, period. And then you have, how are you supposed to do beer? Says the Chazon Ish, again, other Achronim also say this, they have the Chakira, where does the Chiyuv of burning the Chametz, or getting rid of the Chametz, come from? Is it a mitzvah bifnei atzma, similar to Nosar, similar to other Chiyuve Sreifa? You have a mitzvah to burn something. Or is it no, that the real Chiyuv of destroying Chametz flows from the fact that it's Asur Bahana'a? By certain Yisraelina, Kilaya Kerem. Kilaya Kerem, you have to burn. Sounds like called Pentukdash. It became Asur Bahana. You look at the Psukim, it sounds like because of the Asur Bahana, therefore, you have a Chiyuv Sreifa. You have a mitzvah to burn it. So that's the Nafkamina is whether the Chiyuv of Sreifa is a separate mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, or no, it's just an outgrowth. It's a flow from the Isser Hana. So says the Chazon Ish, if you say the latter, that is an outgrowth of the Isser Hana, that's exactly the flow of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first says, Mutzer Daget Hana, then it says, once the time passes, it's Asur Bahana, and then it continues, it's so Asur Bahana, the review that says you have to burn it. That's the flow. And the Chacham say, no, it's not, you don't have that, doesn't have that outgrowth. But then you can understand why the second half of the Mishnah continues from the first half of the Mishnah. Because the Chiyuv Sreifa is an outgrowth of the Isser Hana. Just one other ha'ara that I don't know if I mentioned this before, but if I did, it was a long time ago. There's a medrash in Parshas Bechukosai. Listen to this thought. Medrash in Parshas Bechukosai. This drash. The medrash says, "V'hishpati chayaram in ha'aretz." By the brachas before the tochacha, and I will take away v'hishpati chayaram in ha'aretz. All wild animals will be taken away from the earth. The Medrash has a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ma'avirin min ha'olam. Rabbi Yehuda says wild animals will be removed from the world. Ma'avir, that's what Hishpati Chayara means. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mashbisan Shelo Yizoku. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it just means they're taken away so that they don't damage. Their nature has changed, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the Gerza Avim Kevesh, right? The wolf will live with the lions, will live with the sheep, etc. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, say other Achronim, says Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasa. What does the word verb hashpasa mean in the Torah? V'hishpati chayara min ha'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda says that means there's not going to be any wild animals. Why? Because he holds hashpasa means get rid of the whole thing. Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. Right, by you have the mitzvah of tashbisu on chametz by Pesach. That means get rid of the chametz totally. That's why he interprets v'hishpati chayara min ha'aretz. There's not going to be any wild animals in the future. But she'enki, who's the bar pluk to Rabbi Yehuda? Always Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says v'hishpati chayara just means you change the nature of it. It exists, but you change it shlo yizoku. That's why he says here you change the nature of it. It still exists, but it's in a different form, and you don't have to be worried about it. That's what Yosef Engel. I heard B'Shem Lubavitcher Rebbe just one other hosafa. This is the clincher. He said there's another machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Shimon. We know on Shabbos Uvayom Hashvi'i Tishbos. It says Shabbos you have the mitzvah of Shvisa, the mitzvah of resting. Rav Yehuda holds Darvishin and Miskavin is Usser. Rav Yehuda holds, or if you do an act, right, that the minor might not cause act, but it's still Usser. Rav Shimon says no, it's mutter. According to Rav Yehuda, Hashpasa means that it can't be there. You have to get rid of it from the whole world. Uvayom Hashvi'i Tishbos, even Darvishin and Miskavin. It's in a different form, so what? It's got to be out of the world. Once we change the nature of it, just like animals, nature has changed, just like chametz. So Yom Hashvi'i Tishvos says the Lubavitcher Rebbe here too. Darvish and Miskavin is mutter because he changed the nature of the act. So therefore, it's already a kiyum of Yom Hashvi'i Tishvos. The three shlishi tassos: Vishpati Chayram in Haaretz, Tashbisu by Pesach, Yom Hashvi'i Tishvos by Shabbos. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara: Kol Shas Shemutter Lechol Ma'achil. The diyak is, as long as you can eat it, you can give it to your animal. When you can't eat it, you can't give it to your animal. Let's assume the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who we said before, in the earlier Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a middle hour. The fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to feed it to your animals at that time. So is the Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda? The time, as we remember, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, Rabbi Meir Omer Oakland called Chamesh Besarfin Betzchila Sheish. Rabbi Meir says, eat through the fifth and burn at the beginning of the sixth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oakland called Arba Betolim called Chamesh Besarfin Betzchila Sheish. So he has a middle sheet. So the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai Rabbi Meir says the Gemara, what? It's like Rabbi Meir's opinion. Again, we had this earlier. He Hai Kol Shasha Mutter Lechol Machil Kol Shasha Ochel Machil Nibayle. The Mishnah shouldn't have the word mutter in there. The word mutter in there sounds like, the Gemara assumes, we're talking about two different people involved. Mutter for you, mutter for me to do something else. According to Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah should say, whatever you can eat it, you can feed it. Kol shasha ochel machil. So I'm Rabbi Bar Ula, Masisa Rabbi Gamliel. The Mishnah is really alluding to the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. Tithan, the third sheet in the Mishnah earlier, Tithan Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Chulin Echolin Kol Arba. Chulin can be eaten through the fourth hour, Truma Kol Chamich, Vesarva Mitzkila Sheish. So this is separate about the throughout the 3 hours. V'hachi Kamar, and this is how you should read the Mishnah. Kol Shah Shemutr Lachol Kohen Bitruma. That's what's being alluded to. As long as the Kohen can eat Truma, which means the fifth hour, Yisrael Machal Chulin, Lebehem Lachayla Ophos. And Yisrael can be Machal Chulin to all his different types of animals. So that's how the Mishnah is alluding to the Sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. Period. Why does the Mishnah have to list that you could feed it to your chayos and behemos and ophos? What's the chiddush of all those different types of animals? Behema usually is translated as a tamer animal. Chay is a wild animal. Why do you need both? Shricha. You need both. D'itana behema, because if it said behema in the Mishnah only, d'imishai rechazile, I would have thought you're only allowed to give it to your behema right before the Isser kicks in, because if a behema leaves it over, it's the derech of the behema to leave it there. If he leaves it over, you'll see it. Then you'll see it, you'll get rid of it right then and there. There's no chashos, you'll be mevirit. Aval chayo d'imishai rechamitzanale, but chayos, Rashi says, that chayos are not, chayos are chulda nemiya chatul, Rashi says, cats and rodents, dark and latsnia, that they're for them to take it with them. So, emalo, I would think you can't give it to those animals, because they're going to take it. So that's why it has to say, chaya also. So, what's the chash? They're going to take it, and then what? So, lechor, the pashtus is that, let's say, you're not going to see it there, and you're not going to remember to do bittul, and you're going to be violate. You're going to violate bal yimatzei. As we'll see, you're going to violate because you have it in your house. If you do bittul, again, nothing's the matter. Or, says the Ran, no. Even if there's still a problem here. The Ran has a chiddush in reading the Gemara. First of all, there's a machlokas. The Ran doesn't mention this. What, if you know something is in your house, are you allowed to do bittul on it? On chametz yadua. That itself is a machlokas we've shown him, which we alluded to before. We'll get to it a little more in a couple of days. But says the Ran, a chiddush in how to read the Gemara. Nearly dehachi pirusha. Dekiva dedarka lahatsnia havi kematmin. Since you know this animal is going to take the leftovers and hide it somewhere in your house, it's as if you yourself are going and hiding it in your house. Yes, of course, if you find chametz in your house. The second that you find it, you're not retroactively violating by your Rabbi Yimatzei. The second that you find it, get rid of it. So that's only, says the Ran, if you find it. You didn't know that it was there. But if you put it in front of a chaya, that you know this animal is going to take it and you're not going to be able to find it. So I would have had a havamina that is as if you're hiding it. Hari's a kematmin, and therefore maybe bittul wouldn't work. That's the chash, that's the havamina. It's not vada that this animal is going to take it and hide it. That's how the Ran reads the Gemara. You would have had a havamina because the bittul might not work, and you're not going to remember it, even if you remember to do bittul. So the pashas of the Gemara is that you won't remember to do bittul. But the Ran reason that even if you remember to do bittul, it sounds like it still wouldn't work because it's chametz yadua, and it's as if you were matmin it there. V'itana chaya. And if it would have only said chaya, mishum de'idah, it's unbelievable. You have the exact opposite havamina and maskana. That's why it's difficult to know exactly what this havamina is. If you would have only said chaya, it's better de'idah mishayir mi'es mitzana. At least it puts it away. We just said it puts it away, it's worse. Right? So why is it puts it away, it's better? So we'll see in a second. Abba behema zimin de mishaira, but by an animal, by a behema, sometimes it leaves it over, v'lo masik adaite, and you don't realize it, you don't focus, v'koyale b'vay yirav ayimatze, and it's sitting there, you're going to violate by yirav ayimatze, eima lo, tzrichos. That's why it has to say even behema. What's the flow of these last two lines? It's better if it's hidden? Why is it better if it's hidden? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi has two gersos here. Similar gersos. V'itan, second to last skinny line. V'itan achaya, hava amina hi adifa. I would have thought chaya is better because the animal puts it away. Di mishaira mitzanala v'lo avar alei b'bal yeira'eh. And you're not going to violate bal yeira'eh. Or the gers on the side, nehi da'avar b'bal yimatzeh b'bal ra'a lo avar. What's Rashi saying here? Rashi seems to be saying that the Isser of Lo Yira'eh L'cha Chameitz, though it's in Lashon Nifal, though it means the Chameitz shouldn't be seen, what does it sound like from Rashi? If you don't see the Chameitz, you do not violate Bal Yira'eh. That's the Havamina here, according to Rashi. You might have thought that a Chai is better because it goes hides it, that you're never going to see this Chameitz, so you're not going to violate Bal Yira'eh. But you must say, okay, that's difficult. But the Havamina is that it's better at least because you're not going to violate Bal Yira'eh, but by the Behemoth, it's going to leave it here, you're going to see it, and then you're not going to do Bitzel, you're not going to be Masak Adaiti, so it's going to be worse. Kamash Malan. Is that clear? Are there other opinions that hold that? Bal Yira'eh, you would think Bal Yira'eh and Matzah always go together. It sounds like from earlier Gemaras. Bal Yira'eh and Matzah, you know, can't see, you can't, but they always go together. You can't find it. It's a major machlokas rishonim. If you hid it, you would still be over by Yira'eh if you didn't know. But here,
you didn't do anything.
Here you didn't do anything, and you don't know if it's there or not. So maybe a more limited chiddush. Maybe. But this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam says in Aleph Gimel, at least the way he's interpreted by the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says, "Ein aloka misha bal yira'eh b'yimatzeh elam kein kanacha mitzvah pesach." He doesn't say anything really in the Mishnah Torah about it. There's a diuk in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Reish where he seems to really hold this way, but the Kesef Mishnah says it beferish. Lefichach, where is it? V'hanira be'inai de lo yira'eh lo mashma elaka shehu nira le'inayim dafka. V'chei mashma b'sefer HaMitzvahs b'sorech b'sorech aleph. And we assume this diuk is correct, at least in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ela hecha de shaychi de shabaya over b'shtayim. Sometimes you'll violate both of them. To call hecha de avar al lo yira'eh avar nabar lo yimatzeh. If you violate lo yira'eh, you're violating lo yimatzeh too. Avo betamun, for example, if something is hiding, lo avar ela al lo yimatzeh. That is the sheet of the Rambam according to the Kesef Mishnah. Bal yira'eh, like as Rashi, is only if you see it. And says the Rush in the first parak, an Aleph test. What are you talking about? Says the Rush, "V'over love bal yira'eh, v'avo b'she'ino roeh, t'haloksev lo tir'eh chametz." In Lashon Kal, "Avo lo yira'eh mashma, lo yehe l'cha chametz b'makom aroy l'ra'iyah, v'avo b'she'in yodeh Hashem b'beisom mikol makom bal yira'ika." Lo yira'eh, doesn't say lo yira'eh. So machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush. The Menachas Chinuch interestingly talks about this machlokas Rambam and the Rush, and he says, "What about Suma? Is the Rambam going to say that a Suma cannot violate bal yira'eh, a blind person? You never see it. Maybe according to the Rambam, based on the Kesef Mishnah, you should say you never violate. Unless you say, says the Minchas Chinuch, that what? How can you be Mechalik? Maybe the only Rambam is that, no, it's not a din. You can violate as long as it's seeable, right? Vayira means that it's seeable. If it's seeable, you can still violate, at least seeable to others, so that you can't. Mashaykin, by a Suma, it's a din of the Chefsa more than a din of the Gavra. So he has that Havamina Maskana, but he points out this machlok between the Rambam and the Rash, but Rashi is linked to that. Rashi seems to hold like the Rambam. Fine. Continue. Ophos. Ophos lamali. So we explain why you have to say behemah and chayi. What about birds? So I did son of behemah v'chayi d'arnami ophos. Okay, we throw in ophos. Once you say the first two categories of animals, you throw in the third. Umofer l'nachri. You're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew during these hours while it's still mutter. Pshita. Of course you're allowed to do that. Sell it to a non-Jew during the time. Right? It's still mutter. Bahana. Lafuke mehai tana. No, it's to exclude the following tana. Titanya. Beshami omrim l'yim gardam chemzol l'nachri. El imkin yodea bo shiichla kodem ha-pesach. Unbelievable shita. Beshami says, you're not allowed to sell your chametz to a nachri unless you know he's going to eat it or get rid of it before Pesach. Beshami shita is that tashbisu doesn't mean to get rid of it from your rishus. Rashi explains here on the bottom. Tashbisu means you have to get rid of it out of the world. Tashbisu, right? Mitzvah olav levaru min ha'olam. That's why you're not allowed to sell it unless you know that it's going to be gotten rid of before Pesach. And what? So you can't give it to a nachri because he might not eat it.
But you're selling it. It's not yours anymore.
But so what? Once the chiyuv kicks in of Tashbisu, as we'll see, within before 30 days. So at that moment, you have a chiyuv to the chiyuv to get rid of from the world of all your chametz, and giving it to a non-Jew is not good enough. Let's continue for a minute, then I'll take the questions. Ubeiselo omrim, kol shasha mutar lechol mutar lemkar. No! Beiselo says, no, as long as you can still eat, you can still sell it, and then afterwards it's not yours. Says Rav Chanan, what's the nekudas machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? It's two important haris here. Says Rav Chanan, according to base time of the base Hillel, the mutter limkar. You know why? Because according to base Hillel, the chi of tashbisa. I'm sorry, let me read it. But time of the base Hillel, the mutter limkar lenachri b'toch lamed yom afshik farnes chay bebir yesh lomar the chi of tashbisa chal b'chal shaa im yesh lo chametz. Says base Hillel, you know when the chi of tashbisa is under certain conditions. If you have chametz, you have a chi of tashbisa. Kimo, just like if you have a house, you have a chi to put up a mezuzah. If you have wearing tzitz, if you wear a bag of a dalkan, you have a chi of two put on tzitzes. But if you're not in that state, if you don't own a house, if you're not wearing a beged, if you don't have chametz, there's no mishvah. That's a Beis Hillel on Torah. Hakanami. So paka, there's a hafkas achiv. Says Beis Shammai, no. Selling isn't pokeh yachid. The only time you're allowed to sell to an achri is when it's going to be a kiyum tashbisu. Because you already have the chiyuv, so if you sell it, according to Beis Hillel, you sell it, you're being mafkiya your chiyuv, you're uprooting your chiyuv. According to Beis Shammai, the only time you're allowed to sell it is when he's going to destroy it, he's going to eat it before Pesach, that's going to be a kiyum of tashbisu when you sell it to the guy. Not a hafkas, a chiyuv. That's how he explains the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you have a chiyuv to get rid of, once the chiyuv of tashbisu kicks in, does every piece of chametz that belongs to you, you have a chiyuv to get rid of, and so what? That it doesn't belong, it's not in the, it doesn't belong to you anymore. You're not going to violate by your Rabbi Yimasei. Right? Because it's not in your possession anymore. But you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. To fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu, to get rid of it, you have to make sure that it's out of the world by the time Pesach comes. So just the third shita, then I'll take your question. Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, kutach v'chol minei kutach, osur limkar shloshim yom kodem haPesach. This type of dip, kutach, which we'll have later in the Mesavta also, you're not allowed to sell to the Nachri within 30 days before Pesach. Why? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira a build off of Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? Rashi says he's a build off of Beis Shammai. Build off of Beis Shammai. This is something, a dip. A dip stays in the fridge for weeks. Right? You don't eat a dip. You dip it into a dip. So it's going to last in the fridge for 30 days. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is really based on Beis Shammai, and he's saying that you shouldn't give this dip within 30 days because that's something that's still going to be around in the fridge by 30 days. Why? What about before 30 days? Maybe this dip's going to last 4 months. Sometimes you have dips in your fridge for 4 months. What, so 4 months before? So says Rashi, no, you can't say that far. Because says Rashi, important line, we'll get back to it later. Third wide line, V'hani shloshim yom, misha'a shechala lavchobas biur, misha sho'al in behilchas Pesach. Okay, before 30 days, there's no chobas biur at all. You don't have to be worried about it. Even if it's going to last in the fridge. So says Rashi, or B'divim Seir is based on Beis Shammai. Says Tosfos, no, he's based on Beis Hillel. He says, "Beis Hamayis Hillel, really? Through Rabbi Yehuda, asik Beis Hillel, va'asem bekudach. Why? So according to Beis Hillel, doesn't have to be out of the world. No, it's a Marisayan issue," says Tosfos, because it's a special type of dip. And when people walk into his fridge, they'll say, "Oh, right, Yodi's dip." Right? They'll say that's so. That's a famous dip. Right? Famous dip. So it's a famous dip. V'yodrav shukudach shaploni. V'yizbru shemachru bezachay de'nachri. And they'll think that he sold it to him on Pesach. So that is why it's a Marisayan issue. The question is, though, then. What's the kasha on Tosfos? If he's based on Beis Hillel, it's just a Marzayin issue. Then why is it limited to 30 days? According to Rashi explains. It starts with a haschalas chi of beer. According to Beis Hillel, it has to do with 30 days. What does that have to do with 30 days? It's a Marzayin issue. It should keep going even before 30 days. So the Marshal on Tosfos gives two answers. He says, maybe because after 30 days, they don't call it your dip anymore. There's no sign on it. For 30 days, something connects to the owner. Or, Lachor, it's going to be finished within 30 days. You have to say something like that. It's going to be finished within 30 days. But I have to give one of those answers for Tosfos. Yeah, Alex. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, the Shammai's logic is it's only a theoretical element because if you have a warehouse of cookies, I mean, there's no way that...
In Achinami, according to Beis Shammai, if you have a warehouse of cookies, they didn't sell warehouses of cookies in those days. Again, that, unless they sold it before 30 days before Pesach. You got to take care of it before Purim.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's not going to finish for years.
Unless either you have to, in a chinami, that's true. But again, according to Beis Shammai, in those days, I don't think they had as much assets to liquidate before Pesach as we have today. They didn't have they didn't have storage, they didn't have refrigeration, they didn't have a lot, they didn't have as much. But that's what Beis Shammai says. You have to take care of it, right? Before Purim, to make sure that it's before the Chiyuv kicks in. Yeah.
But what's the interpretation of Mishnah like Rabbi Gamliel? Maybe the Kiddush is that it's talking about a Yisrael who's not allowed to eat food on the fifth day, we're still allowed to sell to a goy.
Once we say it's talking about, meaning what's the Kiddush, a different Kiddush of a Mochel and Achri.
Right.
The Kiddush is that you're allowed to sell chulin.
Yeah, Yisrael can sell chulin, but he can't eat the fifth hour.
But he can't eat, but we already said mutter banaso. If you're allowed to give it to your animals, the chulin, so what's the chiddush that you're allowed to sell it to the guy? It would be the same thing. Try to find up another chiddush. There's Rabbi Yosef Engel, interesting, has in Lekach Tov, has a chakira where he has, how many rayas? 14? 14 rayas, 14 places in Shas where this comes up. Where, what issue? He says, if you have a mitzvah that's noheg, conceptual question. If you have a mitzvah that's noheg by a certain time period throughout the year, im a mitzvah noheg es bezmanim yuchadim, does that mean that the chiyuv ha-mitzvah is only in that time period? The chiyuv to in matzah is only on Pesach. The chiyuv to shekel lulav is only on Sukkos. Or do you say that really, on some conceptual level, the chiyuv to do every single mitzvah is every hour of your life from the time you turn 13, but the tkiyum, the befoal, when you have to do it, the chiyuv on some conceptual level, you're always a chiyuv gavra, you know, to do the mitzvah, but lemaisa, the Torah says, do it at this time, do it at that time, do it at that time. The alderach mashal mitzvah sukkah v'lulav chal chiyav al adam rak besukis the kodem lezeh inolav inyan achiyav ol dilma me'oz shenase gadol achiyav mudolav l'kachas lulav v'leisha besukah b'zmano v'ein shum chilat v'ein lefnei hazman l'toch hazman rak l'inyan kiyim b'fowel shekiyim b'fowel hu rak b'toch hazman upas kiyim b'fowel, and that's why it's called the zman grama, because of the kiyim b'fowel, not because of the chiyav. So he says maybe that's the machlokas here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Do you have to worry about it beforehand? According to Beis Shammai, the chiyuv always exists. The chiyuv always exists. Therefore, even beforehand, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah now. Masha Inkin, and on some level, Masha Inkin, according to Beis Hillel, he thinks maybe this is more limited to the time of the mitzvah. Again, something that we spoke about in the past. Halachically, is there, let's say, a chefsa shalulav? Is it called a lulav before Sukkos, or is it just called a willow? Is it called matzah beforehand? Nafkaminas. Sorry. Relates to what we said in the first week, in Achinami. How do you interpret Tashvisu? Yeah, so anyway, that's a general Hakira. One of his 14 rayas is this discussion.
I can understand that during the Shloshim Yom, they shout in my hall, they, okay, you can be sure that there's nothing in there. But in that last hour, why is he permitting it even then?
During Shloshim Yom, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do it in that last hour. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to do it in the last hour, according to the Lashitasam.
You are, if you think that if you know that he's going to do it, how can you be sure that he's going to do it?
Okay, so if you're not sure, then you can't do it. In Achinami, if you're not sure, you can't do it. Beis Shammai says you're only allowed to do it if you're sure. In Achinami. Is the guy included by Achilek? Right? Is the guy, first of all, does the guy go by Daraisus? Meaning, does he go by the seventh hour, or does he even have to finish up by the Durabanans? I'm not sure. Or Dafka Pesach, the language of the Kodem Pesach. So maybe he's not bound by the extra that the Torah even added on, maybe Dafka Pesach night. Is there an inherent value? Well, according to Beis Hillel, you're obviating your mitzvah, your chiyuv, you're preventing yourself from violating by Rabbi Yamatzei. According to Beis Shammai, if you know he's going to eat it right now, then that's a chiyuv of Tashmisu.
But what's the purpose? In other words, Beis Hillel says,
to fulfill your mitzvah or to prevent your mitzvah from getting off the ground.
But no, the point is, if you're selling it to the guy according to Beis Hillel, so you're fulfilling your mitzvah.
You're not fulfilling your mitzvah according to Beis Hillel. That's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah according to what Rabbi Chanan said according to Beis Hillel. No, that's just getting out of the situation when you're chayiv in the mitzvah. No, there's no chiyuv. It's like selling your house. You're not chayiv in mezuzah. Mashiachin according to Beis Shammai. You're fulfilling your mitzvah. You're fulfilling your mitzvah if the guy eats it before Pesach. And if you're not, you're not allowed to sell it to him.
Okay, we got.
We're not talking about common.
According to Beis Shammai, you're selling it to the guy. You're not accomplishing anything unless the guy does it. In which case, you could have done it yourself.
In Achinami, but let's say you're not interested in eating this right now. No, in Achinami, so that's another way. You could either throw it into the fire by giving it to the guy. It's also okay. Let's say you want to be nice to him. You want to give him some food. That's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Tashmisu, according to Beis Shammai. Continues the Gemara third line. Umutzer b'hana. It says that the chamish is mutzer b'hana. Pshita. So we know it's mutzer b'hana. We just said all these examples. You're allowed to mutzer b'hana when you could still eat it. Lo tzricha shecharcho kodem zmano. No, the chiddush is, let's say you singe it before, while it's still mutzer b'hana. So by the time the iser comes along, it's kind of inedible. It is for sure inedible for people. Let's continue for a second. As long as you singe it and make it inedible before the time, it's mutter b'hana even once Pesach comes along. Rashi, look at Rashi, fifth line. Shebatel taimo umar iso. You've burned it, and now it's butel. It doesn't taste or look like food. It's unclear exactly what that means. Tosfos, second Tosfos says it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, meaning it's inedible even for dogs. That we understand, because something that's nifsal me'achilas kelev doesn't have the status of anything anymore, so therefore it's mutter b'hana. Some achronim interpret that according to Rashi, even if it's somewhat edible, but because you did this ma'isa to it, this singeing beforehand, it still would be mutter. Some even say it's mutter to eat, but again, that's the chiddush of Rabbah. As long as you got rid of it and it's inedible beforehand, it's mutter la'acher zmanah. Aser zmanah aser b'hana aser. Let's say the time passes, it's aser b'hana pshita, and that's also pashit. So lo tzricha l'shos d'rabbanan. So the chiddush is to shows d'rabbanan, even if you're in d'rabbanan hours. Something we had earlier on Daf Zayin. Damar Rav Gidol Marav, Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, ha'makadish b'shei shos v'lamala. If you're makadish a woman, from the sixth hour and on. We had a machlokas earlier what that meant. We'll mention it again. Even if you're makadish with these very hard type of grains, almost inedible, in choshen l'kiddushin. You don't have to worry about the kiddushin. So we're talking, what happens here? Mida oraisa l'chora, I take something that's mutar d'oraisa, I'm makadish a woman with it, I should be married. All of a sudden, the rabbi says, Aser Bahana at this time, Aser mi Durabanan. Still, that's the Chiddush, even if it's only Shows Durabanan, it's only Durabanan Isser here, still Durabanan have the authority to say it's no marriage, as Rashi quoted earlier on Dav Zayin, called the Makadish, and that's the Durabanan Makadish, Vafkin Rabbanan, Lakhdushi Minay. The Durabanan have the authority to say, I am not married. If you remember then, Menachem must have mentioned this, I was still in Eretz Yisrael at the time, these are machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this lashon of Makadib Shei Shos V'Lamala. What exactly is the Durabanan here that the Chiddush of the Gemara is? According to what do the words Shei Shos V'Lamala mean? According to Rashi, it means the beginning of the sixth hour. Meaning you're in a Durabanan Isser time. The Chitei Kurdenaita, they are somewhat edible. They're hard, but they might be edible. It's unclear in Rashi. Rashi just says they're very hard. Does that mean they're totally inedible? And it's what's called Chametz Noksha, which is another Durabanan, that is unclear. It's a machlokes in Rashi, between the Bach and others, whether Rashi is saying, even though it's a double Durabanan, would you say it's still no marriage? But at least according to Rashi, says for sure that it's talking about the sixth hour, so it shows Durabanan, and that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Tosfos there on the bottom of Vavam Abayis says, no, Mishay Sos V'Lamala means the seventh hour, it means after the sixth hour. It shows that at time is the Daraisa time, but the Chiddush is the Chitei Kurdenaisa, that it's Chametz Noksha, it's inedible, the Chefza of Chametz is Durabanan. If it was just an hour Durabanan, says Tosfos, it could be that it will be Mekudesh Daraisa. The Rabbanan, if they didn't do anything to the Chefza of Chametz, but it's only in a time period that it's Aser Rabbanan, you're going to be married to Raisa. It's only if the Chefza of Chametz is Aser Mid Rabbanan, that is when he says the Shita. So the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos there, which has ramifications here as well. Continues the Gemara, Vloyatzik Botan of Akirayim. You're not allowed to use it for firewood either. Pshita, of course. If you can't use it for anything, you can't use it to heat your flame. To use for firewood. L'tzricha Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Imi Yechametz Yelah B'Sreifa. The Chiddush is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to burn your chametz. Sakadat Chamina, Hov Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mitzvah B'Sreifa, Bahadi Dekasarif Leilis Hanimineh. If you're doing the mitzvah of Tashmisu anyway, you might think, while you're doing the mitzvah of burning, you can get Hanah from it. Kamash V'Lan, no, you can't, because it's Aser B'Hanah, so you can't get any benefit from that chametz, even while you're doing the mitzvah of Tashmisu. Omar Chizkiyah, Machlokas Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yevo. Omar Chizkiyah, Binayin L'chametz B'Vetzach She'asr B'Hanah. What is the makar that chametz on Pesach is asr B'Hanah? Shenemar lo ye'achel chametz. As it says, chametz shall not be eaten. It doesn't say yochal, it says ye'achel. Lo yehebo heter achila. There can't be any heter of eating when it comes to chametz. Rashi here says, because ye'achel is a reference to Hana'ah, and hana'os are all termed as achila, so therefore, that's how you learn it, from ye'achel. The Gemara is bedaik. According to Chizkiyah, the only reason that we include all hana'os is because it says that language of ye'achel chametz. Halokas of lo ye'achel, but if it just said a lashon of ochel, kal, eating, not ye'achel, itin. But then, havamina isra achila mashma isra lo mashma. According to Chizkiyah, if it would say ochal, like we would have thought, whenever it says eat, it means eat. If it says eaten, it can't be eaten, then maybe it could refer to include Hana. But that is the sheet of Chizkiah. Upliga de Rabbi Yavahu, but that argues with the sheet of Rabbi Yavahu. The Gemara is going to be talking about this for the next daf. Dami Rabbi Yavahu, kol makam shenemar lo ye'achel, lo sochal, lo sochlu. Whatever the language, however the verb, the shorish, aleph chaf lamed, is used, it always, echad isra achilu ve'echad isra hana. It even includes isra hana. It always includes Isser Hana unless the Torah goes out of its way and says a certain Hana is mutter. Ditanya, as it did by Nevela. Nevela is an animal that was shechted without proper shechita. It is mutter, it is Aser ba'achila, it is mutter ba'hana. How do you know it's mutter ba'hana? Let's see. Ditanya, as the Pasuk says, Lo sochlu kol Nevela. You can't eat any Nevela. So if we would have stopped there, right, it says don't eat any nevela. So it says says Rabbi Yabo, you don't need any continued pasuk to tell me that it's mutter to have hana. So it must, but we're about to have a heter hana. So that's how Rabbi Yabo says whenever it says los, even though sochlu, it must include an isser hana generally, because the next part of the pasuk says la gerish b'sharecha titnana, you're allowed to give it to the ger in your gates. Ger here refers to ger toshav, which Rashi explains somebody who does not worship avodah zara. La gerish b'sharecha titnana va'achala. And he could eat it, or you could sell it to a guy. I only know where the pasuk says specifically you're allowed to give it to a ger and sell it to a nachri. How do you know you could do the opposite? How do you know you could sell it to a ger and give it to a nachri? How can you know that's also mutter minayin? Tamalom lagar shabasharecha titzdana o machor. You put the comma in a different place in the pasuk, or the opposite. Lanachri b'nesina minayin. How do you know you could give it to a nachri? Tamalom titzdana v'achala o machor lanachri. Nimsis Omer, that's what it comes out according to the first opinion. Echad ger ve'echa nachri, bein b'machir, bein b'nesina, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, basically, this pasuk is telling you, any hana is mutter. Right. And then the Torah goes along and says, any hana is mutter. And that's the makar for generally, the verb, lo sochal, means even isuri hana, according to Rabbi Yavahu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Darim Kechsav, and Yehuda says, no. The pasuk is exact. Lager b'nesina ulanachri b'mechira. You're only allowed to give it to a. You're allowed to give it to a ger, but you're only allowed to sell it to a nachri. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason? It really means what's the makar of Rabbi Yehuda? Because Isaac had a kid Rabbi Meir. If Rabbi Meir was right that everything is mutter, so lichta brachmana lager shabasharecha v'tizana b'achala u'machor. It should have said that in the pasuk. Oh, lamali. Why does it have the word oh? Or in there, Shma Mino Lidvaram Kechsavan. It sounds like it's being mechalek. The word oh is coming mechalek to between these two items. That only giving to a ger is allowed and selling to a non-Jew. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah talks about why it's usser. Right, giving to a non-Jew gets into the issue of losachanim, giving a matnas chinam, giving a free present to a non-Jew, which is a separate sugi. We're not going to get into now, but that is why he limits it to exactly how it's written. Rabbi Meir, oh lahatim, nesina degela mechir lanachri. Meir says, no, the word oh is not needed lachalek to distinguish, but Rabbi says, oh is needed to teach me a hierarchy, that it's better to give it to the ger toshav than to sell it to the nachri. Rabbi Yehuda, halos harakor, Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need the pasuk for that. Tekivan deger atam mitzubalach yoso, v'nachri iatam mitzubalach yoso, lo tzarakor asvaruhu. Right, you don't need a pasuk for that, it's a svara. As that you have to give it to somebody who's more connected to you first. So that is why you don't need a pasuk, you don't need the O for that. Again, the Gemara says a lot of times, if you can learn something out from a svara, you don't need a pasuk for it. Even though we had a couple days ago, Milsad Asi Bakal V'chomer, Tarach V'chasav Lakra, which is a principle that seems to go a little bit against this. The Torah sometimes goes out of its way, but yet we gave a svara why that principle exists sometimes. But again, you have to put everything together. Period. What? This is more common sense. So again, so logic versus common sense. Okay, so maybe you have to look at all the cases where the Gemara uses you don't need a pasuk svaru. The Gemara says it in Bava Kama by Amos Mechaber Lavaraya. Right, you don't need a pasuk by Amos Mechaber svaru. If I walk over to you and say it's my shirt, you know I have to prove it. That's more maybe you have to do the research. Every time the Gemara says svaru, is it just based on common sense? Let's just do two more lines. I'll take the question. Let's just finish. So Bishmalay Remeir to Amar Echad Ger Beechad Nachri Bein Mechir Bein Medesina. I understand Rabbi Avahu within Rabbi Meir. I understand how it's a good source for him. Why? Rabbi Meir says all hanas are mutter. Mida itzur kala mishri nevela b'hana. Why did the Torah have to tell me hana is mutter? I know it's mutter. All it says is don't eat it. So hakol isur shabat Torah asur and bebachila bebana. So I understand it must be that generally no lo sochol includes all isuri hana. Yet these are mutter by nevela, and that's why whenever it's mafari the heter is going to be included. El Rabbi Yehuda damar delodram kichsavan huda asa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, There's no raya, because maybe these psukim by Nevela aren't coming to teach me that in general lo sochal includes even Isser Hana. But it's coming to teach me the added chiddush that dafka machor lenachri and dafka tzedel agai. So hakol yisur shabbat Torah minoli daser b'hana. So according to Rabbi Yevo, how do you know? Maybe these psukim are dafka. So that's why we're going to have to come on to another makar according to Rabbi Yevo. Alex. That's why the Nesina comes first. That's a different reason than the Gemara gives. The Gemara just says more mitzvah lachioso, he's more, you're responsible. So you're saying a different thing, that maybe it's less, you're getting less hana by giving it than by selling it. So therefore, that's a different reason than the Gemara gives.
Yeah.
According to our mayor, how do you know that he can extend to all types of hana? Maybe it's dafka, the fact that we understand that the Torah gives two examples, and we dafka say that those are lav dafka. So once we say those two examples of lav dafka, so maybe that means to generalize it to all cases. Okay, we have to stop here. There was one more thing, but maybe we'll mention it tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Where the Gemara is going to try to figure out another makar for Rabbi Yevo. Okay, this year was Zecha Nishmas. Do we have anybody? No one has yet, so it was L'Refuah Shleima at least. Shraga Feivel, Ben Esther Rivka.